Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well-informed. Today we're plunging into something that, well, really affects your daily comfort and health. Mattresses. Specifically, finding the right one for seniors. Our mission here is to pull out the absolute key insights from the Mattress Advisory article. We want to help you cut through all that marketing noise and to really understand what matters when you're making this pretty significant purchase.
It's so true, because for seniors, a mattress isn't just, you know, a place to crash at night.
Yeah.
It's fundamental. It's about easing those aches and pains, boosting overall well-being, and actually waking up feeling, well, refreshed.
It really sets the tone for your whole day.
Exactly. And what often gets missed is how our body's needs genuinely change as we age. We start needing superior support, more targeted pressure relief, comfort that adapts. It's not just nice to have, it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking direct impacts on common things like arthritis, that nagging back pain, hip discomfort. Plus, many seniors sleep warmer, so temperature control becomes really vital. The right mattress. It can honestly be the difference between starting your day feeling good versus feeling, you know, stiff and uncomfortable.
That's a really powerful way to put it.
Yeah.
So the Mattress Advisory article points to some specific contenders designed to tackle these needs head on. We'll be diving deep into five standouts: the Bear Elite Hybrid, Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid, Helix Midnight Lux, Plank Firm Lux, and the DLX Premier Hybrid. These are the ones that seem to really make a difference. Okay, but before we get into the specifics of those mattresses, let's sort of set the stage. What are the big picture needs, the common hurdles that seniors often face with sleep? What should you, listening right now, be thinking about first?
Yeah, good starting point. The core needs really boil down to, I'd say, three things: support, comfort, and pressure relief. As our joints and muscles need a bit more TLC, the mattress has to actively help with issues like arthritis pain or that persistent back and hip pain that just gets worse on the wrong bed.
Makes sense.
And then there's the temperature thing. Many seniors find they sleep hotter, so cooling isn't just a bonus, it's essential. Ultimately, you want a mattress that keeps your spine aligned, cradles those sensitive spots, and, importantly, makes it easy to move around.
Right. It's not just about being soft. It's about smart design for real relief. Okay, let's look at the first one highlighted, the Bear Elite Hybrid. It's flagged as best for arthritis and back pain. Sounds pretty fancy, 14 inches. Advanced cooling, a 5-zone support coil system. What does that actually mean for someone dealing with pain?
That's a great question, because those features are exactly why it's recommended. So that 5-zone system, think of it like having different levels of support in different areas. You get softer coils under your shoulders and the hips, places where you need that cushioning to ease pressure on joints.
Oh.
But then under your lower back, the coils are firmer. That gives you the robust support needed to keep your spine properly aligned. It's engineered to specifically target those common pain points.
And the cooling. You mentioned copper-infused foam and this PCM fabric.
Right. PCM is phase change material. Basically, it's a smart fabric that reacts to your body heat. If you get warm, it absorbs the heat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And if you cool down, it can release some back. It helps maintain a really consistent, comfortable temperature. The copper infusion in the foam helps, too. Copper naturally pulls heat away. So together, they make it noticeably cooler.
Got it. So beyond the targeted support and cooling.
Well, it offers excellent pressure relief generally and keeps your spine aligned, which is huge for those conditions. It also bounces back quickly, what we call fast response time.
Meaning it's easier to move.
Exactly. You don't get that stuck feeling, which is a big deal for seniors. Plus, if you share the bed, it has extremely low motion transfer, so you won't feel your partner tossing and turning.
Any downsides?
The main things are the edge support isn't super strong if you're sitting right on the edge, like putting on shoes.
Mm.
And, well, it is a premium mattress, so it carries a higher price tag.
But overall, a top choice for arthritis, back or hip pain, and hot sleepers, if the budget allows.
Definitely. And you get three firmness choices: soft, medium, firm, so you can personalize it.
Okay, next up, the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. This one's tagged as the best value pick. It's a hybrid, too, with special foams and a 4-inch comfort layer. So if someone's looking for that sweet spot, great quality, but without completely breaking the bank, how does this one measure up? Especially thinking about couples.
This mattress really does hit a great balance. One of its standout features, especially for value, is offering those three firmness levels: soft, medium, and firm. And here's the kicker for couples. You can actually get split firmness. So one side can be medium, the other firm if needed.
Oh, that's really useful.
It's fantastic. The phone they use, Veriflex, is designed to adapt and contour without letting you sink in too deeply. It gives good support right to the edges, too, which means you can use the whole surface comfortably and it feels stable getting in and out.
Good edge support is important.
Crucial. And it isolates motion well, so partners shouldn't disturb each other.
Considerations.
Well, with only 3 firmness levels, some might not find their perfect feel. It doesn't offer that super deep body-hugging contour some memory foams do. And there's a $99 fee if you decide to return it during the trial period.
So, best for couples, budget-conscious seniors wanting luxury feel, and good for back pain.
Exactly. Unless your budget is really, really tight, say under $500, this is a very strong contender for value.
All right, moving into the luxury category with the Helix Midnight Lux. This one's highlighted specifically for hip pain. The Lux name definitely suggests premium, right?
It absolutely does. And you know, that targeted support for pressure points like hips and shoulders, that's so important for reducing that morning stiffness seniors often feel.
Mm-hmm.
The Helix Midnight Lux really focuses on this. It uses zoned coils, again, different firmness levels in the coil system. Firmer under the lower back for support, but softer under the shoulders and hips.
For that pressure relief.
Precisely. It makes a big difference, especially for side sleepers whose hips can really bear the brunt. It also provides excellent motion isolation for couples.
And cooling.
Yes, big focus there too. You get a choice of 2 cooling covers. One made from breathable tensile fabric, or their Glaciotex cover, which feels noticeably cool to the touch.
Sounds very comfortable. What's the potential drawback?
It leans towards medium soft, around a 5.5 out of 10 firmness, so it might be a bit too soft for people who sleep mostly on their stomach. And being a luxury model, it does have a higher price point.
Okay, so ideal for seniors with joint pain, especially hips and shoulders, side sleepers, hot sleepers, and couples who want that premium feel and cooling.
That sums it up well.
Now for something quite different, the Plank Firm Lux, tagged as the best firm mattress for seniors. This one's interesting. It's flippable. A hybrid with high-density foams and 2 firmness options. A mattress with 2 personalities. That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
What's the big advantage here for someone who genuinely needs that firm support?
Exactly. 2 personalities is a good way to put it. The brilliance of the Plank Firm Lux is that flippable design. It directly caters to people who need and actually prefer a very firm sleeping surface.
How firm are we talking?
One side is rated firm, about an 8 out of 10, flip it over. And the other side is extra firm, a full 10 out of 10.
Wow, that is firm.
It is. But it's designed for those who need maximum spinal alignment, often recommended for certain back issues. Even with that firmness, it uses comfort foam layers, so you get pressure relief without losing that solid supportive feel. It also has really good edge-to-edge support, great for stability, and the hybrid design means air flows well, so it doesn't sleep hot despite the dense foams.
But who is this not for? That level of firmness sounds intense.
Definitely. It's generally too firm for side sleepers. It could create pressure points on hips and shoulders. And lighter individuals, maybe under 230 pounds or so, might find it just too hard.
Any other considerations?
There might be a bit of an initial new mattress smell, off-gassing for a day or two. And like the Brooklyn bedding, it has that $99 return fee.
So best for seniors with significant back problems needing very firm support, back and stomach sleepers primarily, and those who need strong edges.
That's the sweet spot for the Plank Firm Lux.
Okay, our final featured mattress, the DLX Premier Hybrid. This one's positioned as the best hybrid overall for seniors, including those who might be heavier. High performance, Hyperflex fabric, advanced coils. Sounds comprehensive. How does this one really stand out in terms of adapting to an individual senior's very specific needs and preferences?
I think the key here is customization and adaptability. It really acknowledges that seniors aren't a monolithic group, needs vary widely. It offers multiple firmness levels, soft, medium, and firm. But crucially, like the Brooklyn bedding, it offers a split configuration top layer, ideal for couples where one person wants soft and the other wants firm.
That split option seems really valuable.
It is. It also provides very solid edge support, and its construction is specifically engineered to relieve pressure points back, hips, joints affected by arthritis. They've also built in cooling materials to manage heat retention effectively.
It sounds like it covers a lot of bases. What are the potential downsides?
Well, it's a premium, customizable mattress, so it does come at a higher price point, which might put it out of reach for some budgets. And while the motion isolation is good, maybe not absolutely perfect for someone extremely sensitive to movement.
So this one's great for seniors needing adaptable comfort, maybe couples with different needs, people with various pain points like back, hip, or arthritis, and hot sleepers.
Yes, it's a very versatile, high-quality option if the budget fits.
That's a fantastic overview of these five specific mattresses. And it's worth reminding everyone, as you mentioned, these premium brands generally offer good trial periods, usually 100-120 nights.
Right, and strong warranties, often lifetime, plus free shipping. It gives you confidence in a big purchase. And they typically support around 250-300 pounds per sleeper, sometimes more.
Okay, so we've looked at specific models, but there are broader factors every senior should think about, right? Let's touch on weight and body type again.
Absolutely. Your weight really does influence how a mattress feels and performs. If you're heavier, you need a mattress with robust support, sturdy coils, dense foams to prevent sagging over time.
Sagging leads to poor alignment.
Exactly. Poor alignment, more pain. But if it's too firm for your weight, it can create pressure points. It's about finding that mattress that supports your weight without feeling like concrete or a hammock.
Makes sense. It has to work with your body. What about sleeping decision? We touched on this with the specific mattresses.
Yeah, it's critical. Side sleepers generally need more cushioning, especially for hips and shoulders, to avoid pressure buildup. Think softer to medium.
Like the Helix Midnight Lux.
Potentially, yes. Back sleepers need a balanced support for the lower back's natural curve, but also contouring. Medium to medium firm often works well.
Okay.
Stomach sleepers. They usually need a firmer mattress, like the Plank Firm Lux, to keep their hips from sinking too low, which can strain the back.
And people who move around.
Combination sleepers need responsiveness. A mattress that adapts quickly as they change position, often found in hybrids like the Bear Elite or DLX Premier. And we mentioned edge sleepers, strong edge support is key for them, for stability getting in and out of bed.
Got it. And the materials themselves, memory foam, latex, hybrid, how do they play into this for seniors?
Materials dictate the feel and function. Memory foam is great for pressure relief and isolating movement, but can sometimes sleep hot unless it has cooling features like gels or copper, like in the Bear Elite. Latex is naturally breathable, responsive, so easier to move on, and hypoallergenic. Hybrids, which we saw a lot of, try to combine the best of both the contouring of foam or latex on top of supportive coils. This often gives good balance, support, and airflow for cooling. Briefly, you also see organic options focusing on natural materials and traditional inner springs, which are bouncy and breathable but might lack deep contouring.
And firmness. We can't come back to that. Soft, medium, firm.
Oh.
It's subjective, but so important.
It is subjective but crucial for spinal alignment. Soft is often better for side sleepers or those with sharp joint pain. Medium is versatile. Medium firm offers good lumbar support, great for many back and some stomach sleepers. Firm provides that really sturdy support, like the plank, often needed for specific back issues or heavier stomach sleepers.
So it's clear there's no single best firmness. It really depends on you.
Precisely. Deeply individual. And don't forget breathability. Temperature regulation is huge for comfortable sleep, especially if you tend to sleep hot.
We saw lots of cooling tech mentioned.
Yes, cooling covers like PCM or Tensil, gel or copper infusions in foam, and the inherent airflow from coil systems in hybrids. These all help prevent overheating.
Okay, this feels like a lot to consider, but it also makes you feel more equipped. Let's quickly tackle some common questions people might still have after all this. What does the article say?
All right, rapid fire based on the source. Best mattress type for seniors, often hybrid or memory foam with good cooling and support features, balancing comfort and alignment.
Bed height?
ADA guidelines suggest 20, 23 inches for easy access, but it really depends on your individual mobility.
Do you need a softer mattress as you get older?
Not necessarily. Depends on conditions. Arthritis might benefit from softer for pressure relief, but others need firm support. Ease of movement is always key.
Best for back pain.
Hybrids with zone support often get the nod, like the Bear Elite, combining cradling and support.
Arthritis.
Usually medium firm to softer to cushion those sensitive joints.
Firm or soft overall?
Depends on sleep style, body type, needs. Medium to medium firm is a common recommendation for versatility.
Is memory foam good for seniors?
Pros. Pressure relief, cons, can trap heat and make moving harder. Look for cooling features or hybrids.
Now, when to replace your mattress?
General guideline is 7-10 years, but definitely sooner if it's sagging, lumpy, or you're just not sleeping well anymore. Your body will let you know.
Wow, okay. That really covers a lot of ground. We've gone deep into five specific options and unpacked those crucial general factors. The aim here was really to equip you, the listener.
Absolutely. Because knowledge is great, but it's most powerful when you apply it to your own situation. So I really encourage you to think about your specific needs. How do you sleep? Where does it hurt? Do you sleep hot? What's your budget? Nailing those down helps you find the perfect
It's
match.
about matching the mattress tech to your personal reality.
Couldn't have said it better.
Okay, so as you mull over your next mattress purchase, here's a final thought to leave you with. Don't just think about how that mattress feels when you first lie down tonight. Think about how the right mattress will empower you to move better, live more comfortably, and really thrive tomorrow and the day after that.